Rosh Hashanah, Yud Zayin and Beis. The more talk goes to the Yigim Amin HaShorachamim, or at least some of the Yigim Amin HaShorachamim. So let's start from the top line. Rav Huna Rami Miksiv, Tzadik Hashem B'chol D'Ruchov B'chosid B'chol Ma'asov. So the Rosham is Tzadik, Rosham is Chos. Tzadik means he goes three Lashon of Tzedek, which is truth, correct. It's MS, which is, means he's not. And Chosid, the person goes beyond the letter of the law. So the Rosham is Tzadik, or is he Chosid? Which one is it? So the Mora says, B'tchil Tzadik B'saif Chosid. The Rosham originally tries to judge the world through Tzedek. Tzedek is right or wrong, which means Al Pi Midas Adin. The Besaif, the Rosham sees that it's not going to work, so the Rosham uses the Mida of Chesed. Rabbi Elazar Rami, Rabbi Elazar has a similar type of astira. Ksiv l'cho Hashem chosed. Ksiv k'atot t'shalm l'ish k'maseyu. So the Rosham pays a person k'maseyu, which means only as what he deserves. That's going to be din. And the Rosham says l'cho Hashem, and the pasuk says that the Rosham has a midah of chesed. It's the same pasuk. So the Gemara says the heart is a sestira. So even though the order of the pasuk is backwards, according to this, because the pasuk says the Rosham first would like to pay us according to our deeds, which we mean is a din, and then the Rosham uses chesed. But he's saying that even so, we're going to darsen. Darshan as such. There actually is a Gra. The Gra says the Pshat is that the Chabad Chaim quotes this, that you know, when if you look at the reality, the Rosham creates the world, the Rosham gives us everything which we have. The Rosham comes a parent in the house and says, you know, there's chores you have to do in the house. You know, part of living in the house is you have to, the house has to have upkeep. The kid comes up and says, like, I want to get paid. He says, excuse me, what are you getting paid for? Well, I did work. Yeah, but that work is expected of you. That's how you can function here. So Bershom creates the world, he sticks it in the world, and he gives us the handbook of how to use the world. Then he says, then we come and say, Bershom, please play. So the Chosham Chosed, even the fact that he pays is right to Chesed. The Chosham Chosed, Ketot Shalom, even paying each of him, I say, that itself is a Chesed, because Mechatez is already thing. We're so much about Chayiv to the Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything. And so he says, listen, I want your lease to function in the world properly. He says, and then we want to get paid for it too. So that's how he touches Pshat in the Pasuk. But the more is understanding it in the flow of Midas Adin and the Midas Achesed. So the process is Rav Chesed Ve'emes. So how do you understand that? So he says, "Betchila Ve'emes the Mesef Rav Chesed." So again, you have this order out of order that the Rosh would like to be knowing with those emes. And Rashi says in Chumash that the meat of emes and the Yud Gimel Midas that the Rosh pays a person according to his ma'aseh, what he deserves. So that's emes. The problem is for most people, that's not a functional. We throw ourselves at the mercy of the court, you know, because if we're going to try and do it based on what we deserve, our ma'isim, we're in trouble. So Bershom is a meter of chesed. Again, you see this order. It's out of that seems to be out of order according to the Shpshat. Yeah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if the pasuk would not have written such a thing, we on our own would not be able to say such a thing. The Bershom was misatav like a shlich tzibur. V'heragoy the Moshe seder tefila, and the Bershom showed Moshe Rabbeinu seder tefila. So the musik of Bershom being misatav, that's a concept which you find in Chazal in a lot of places, that the Bershom oita arkas, the pasuk says oita arkaselma. Shem Malaki uslavish. The pasuk talking about the Bershom is loivish. So the simple understanding, it's, the Medrash says that the Bershom, we can't relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu directly, but The way you relate to him is by his actions. So in a certain sense, the Bereshit's actions are the that which the Bereshit created a layer around himself, which we can connect to. We connect that to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They ain't separate from Kadosh Baruch Hu directly, but we can connect. We can to his Meisim. So Bereshit is Misatev Keshliach Tzibur. Means that this is something which what it's he's representing the tzibur means this is really about to belong to the tzibur, such a concept. And the person has certain unhagas. So here the Moshe said to Tfilah Omer LeKolzman Shiyisoch Chaytim VeYasu Lefon HaKaseder Rezev Ani Merchel Lehem. So Moshe Reb Chaim Zichr Levrachim used to always stress. I think he said it from Mitzvah. Maybe it's a quote from Yisrael. The lashon of the Gemara is sheyasu lefana kaseder azeh. It doesn't say sheyarmu lefana kaseder azeh. So sheyasu lefana kaseder azeh. The ikur accomplishments of the Yigma Midas Sharachimim is not by saying them; it's by doing them. So, like the Talmud of the Torah says, as much as the Bereshit has different anhagas, as much as we're shy and dove to those anhagas, so we're going to get the horus panim of those anhagas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to be oisa. It's not enough just to say them. We have to do them. Another way of understanding, Reb Chaim Friedlander says, we spoke about this idea that the Bereshit, Friday night we spoke about the idea that the Bereshit creates a concept called Tanoiz Elokim. That the Bereshit creates the Hanhag of the Bria is that without the human being's input, it's not going to happen. The purpose of that is so that when it happens, the person is getting it not based on a handout because it's not Nahamad Ksufa, it's because the person did something. Now the whole concept of the human being doing something is ridiculous because the human can't do anything. The Bereshit created on Hagan the Bria that Bereshit wants it to be based on the Maisim of a human being, of people, and therefore in some way we can claim what we've done is ours. So along the lines of what the Goyen says that Bereshit creates a chesed of paying us according to our Maisim. Right? What'd you do? Right? I said you didn't do anything really. The reality, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you all the kach. He created you. He gave you the bechira. He bets you don't have existence without him. And then you're doing something. You say, "Oh, look, I tuduf. I was poel gvaldik zachen and kliyos." So really, you're poetic in kliyos. The Bereshit was poel in kliyos. He allowed it to be your bechira, which is doing that. But the Bereshit wanted to do that to create such a hoka. So the Bereshit created that when Klal Yisrael is poiled the midas of rachamim, we're poiled them. So we're oisa, we do it. By saying it, we're the ones who poiled the midas of rachamim. Without the saying it, it won't happen. Now, what does it mean? The Bereshit wants to he wants to be meitiv, and he is a meitiv, and he waits for us. Be meitiv without us. He doesn't need us. The Bereshit doesn't really need us. But the Bereshit dafka waits for us. Also chesed to allow us to get a portion, a chelik, in the result which is happening, so we can then claim it afterwards validly as our actions. It's not the Hamad Ksufa. That's lost in the Oisim Lefonai. The Klaiso does it. Then Hagav of Hashem Karachal Machanun, like by Klaiso saying it, it will be poil these unhagas. Yes, the Father considers. Hashem. So it's a double lashon Hashem. And he who cut him sheyechtah adam, and he who lacher sheyechtah adam. Yes, it's true. So Bereshit is Hashem before the chait. Bereshit is Hashem after the chait. He does tshuva. Okay. Kerachum mechanan of Rabbi Yehuda. Bris krusa that you give me the shein and chazes reikah. Shemar hinayin ochi kares bris. Okay. Let's take a look over here at the Tosis. There's a Tosis and there's a Hagah on the Tosis. So let's see the Tosis first. Shalosh shel midus. Amar Rabbeinu Tam. The shnei shemas harishonim heim shnei midus. Shemin and Hacha. That the two, if you want to calculate what are the Yud Gimel the midus harachamim, so it's Hashem. Each one counts as one. But the Mora says, ani ukaidim sheyechto the rachim alav, v'ani merachim alacher sheyechto im yoshuva. Right. So the Bereshit is Menachem before, the Bereshit is Menachem afterwards. So the Rosh Hashanah, you're asking Kasha, what do you need the Bereshit is Menachem beforehand? Before a person hasn't done any chet. So the Rosh answers that the Bereshit knows you're going to be chayte. So So based on the fact that Mershom knows you're going to be chayte, so like, why should I be nice to you if I know that tomorrow you're gonna spit in my face? You know, if I would have that clairvoyance of interacting with a human being, that he's gonna repay kindness with Ra, I have no inclination to be kind to him. Rashi says, "Mitam Rachim." Even so, okay. That's what the Rosh says. This is the one terrorist. This is the second terrorist that's referring to over here to the person was Mahara and Avodah Zorah. Even though he didn't know Avodah Zorah, but he's Mahara already by Avodah Zorah, the Rosh should be punished. But since he didn't do it, he's just Mahara, the Rosh has to meet a Rachim into the person. Morale and Gur Aryeh and the Chumash doesn't like either of those Pshatim. And he says, if you're getting involved in the Cheshbon of that, because we will be chayte, right? So the bechal, that's never on Hagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the concept the more talks about later on of the concept of Asher Husham. The person always judges a person not by where he's going to be, but where he is now. He says otherwise, you know, why the Russian create the world? Like, you know, it's like where the Russian created this, the Russian knew we're going to be chayte. So Rashi at the end of Parshas Bereishis brings the Medrash that Yenochem Hashem, Bereishim regretted. So he asked them. Rashi brings over there that the Roman asked Rabbi Yeshua. So the Rishon didn't know they're going to be chayta, which regrets. Regrets means you expected something and you got something else. The Rishon knows what's going to happen. So he says, did you have any children which were born? A boy. He says, yeah. So what'd you do? So machti bisi machti. I was happy and I rejoiced. Made other people have rejoiced with them. He says, you didn't know he's going to die. So what are you happy about? His kid's born. He's going to die sometime. You should be sad about it already, you know. So, Ella, what's the answer? It's in the time of rejoicing, you rejoice. In the time of being sad, you're sad. You don't project it to the future. So the Baruch Hu has an Hagga that he focuses on now. So what's the special Nakuda? Says the Bechlal, you have to understand something else. All of the Midas have a different name because we're describing how the Rosh Hashanah acts. All of the names we use by Kadosh Baruch Hu are descriptions of how he acts. And each Hanhaga, if he acts the same way, it's not a different Hanhaga, it's the same Hanhaga. So in the Yud Gimel Midas means a way the Rosh Hashanah acts. It's called, referred to as a midah because it's measured. It's decided, there's a decision how it works. Rav says that we refer to midah, Rambam calls midah as deus because you measure them. That's called midahs. But you use seichel to measure them, that's called deus. That's what Rambam refers to as deus. You need to have a logical input. So I'm naturally kind. That's not an hog of chesed. A hog of chesed is the person that has an intellectual decision of what's right and what's wrong. So there's a concept of day. But Rosh Hashanah is midahs, but Rosh Hashanah is different on hogas that he does. If it's same name means the same anhoga because name just represents anhoga. So how can we count it as two if it's the exact same thing? That's Morales Kash. Well, maybe get back to his teretz. Hashem and Midas Rachimim Hu Baloy Kilakim Shu Midas Adin. Fine. Then he says, if you want to work your calculation out, that counts for four different ones. So exactly, you see that the three different names represent three different types of aveira. So therefore, it makes sense that the Bereshim is noisei oven, v'fesha v'chatoa. It's three different things that the Bereshim is noisei. So the three different things the Bereshim is noisei. So therefore, you can count them as three different things. And the Menakei is an Hoga Menakei. Fine. Zotoisis. Mamila Storim Derbeno Nisim. There's the round the back of Gemara is also called Rabbeinu Nissim, but he's not referring to that. The round was after the Toises, the Valley Toises, and he wasn't quoting the round who lived in Spain. But referring to the Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim. Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim was a generation before Rashi. He was called Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim, but really he was one of the first generations of Rishonim. He's contemporary of the Rabbeinu Chananel. So they were the transitional generation between the Goyim and the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Nissim wrote in the Megillah Storah. Megillah Storah means a private notebook that he had for himself. Ein Mon Hashem Arishon, you don't count the first shame. Your Keshmer of the Yigimel Midas Sharachimim, Hashem, 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 the first Hashem is not part of the Yigimel Midas Sharachimim. Yesh psik ben hashemis, because if you look in the chumash, if you look in your trup, not in the chumash, but in the trup, there's a psik, which means that that's that the line between the two words, between the two shemis of a kadosh baruch hu. Why? Because you're supposed to read the pasuk shem dahachi come across. This is what the pasuk is saying. Vayivar Hashem al panav vayikra Hashem. Hashem kel rachel mechana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemoy Hashem Kara. He said Hashem rachel mechana nosechesa lalofim. Fine. So now, so the first Hashem is who's talking. Vayivar Hashem al panav vayikra Hashem, and Hashem said Hashem kel rachel mechana, etc. So the first Hashem is not part of the Yigamidah Shirachim according to Ben Nisimka. So now, according to him, if you take the first Hashem out, so what are you left with? Your short one and your Gimel Midrash Rachamim, and it's clear that there's Gimel Midrash Rachamim. So he counts Midrash Chesed on the Fim Ma'ale B'Shtei Midrash. So he counts Midrash Chesed on the Fim as two. Why? The Midrash Chesed Ha'inu Midrash Achas. That the fact that Hashem is B'Klal Shemer Chesed, he maintains the Chesed that a person did. Like, you did a Chesed, so right there, you know what Hashem is Noitzer, he Shemer, it means to apply it later at a different time. That's one on Haga. La'alafim is mida acheres. Shemida type of rumen mechamish meyus. Aminas peronius. The awesome ksiv al rebiim. What ksiv la'alafim? So it's a second element of an Haga. Chayim is like this, just in pshat. So in the Haga of din, straight din. So imagine we have this wonderful relationship, and we do everything. I'm very nice to you, etc. And one time I do something wrong. So what does Midas HaDin say? So we can make two arguments in Midas HaDin. One is, you know, we take the aggregate and we take an average, you know. If I've interacted with 10 times, 9 of them nice, 1 of them not nice. So based on the law of averages, you know, I'm overall I'm doing very nicely with you. So I should be judged favorably because I'm doing very nicely with you. Okay, that would be one anhaga, right? The anhaga of straight din says, excuse me, it's very nice you were nice to me yesterday, but you have a new chi of today to act nicely to me, and you act not nicely to me. So you have to be punished for that. I don't care the fact that you've been nice to me 1,000 times before. It's irrelevant. But right now, you acted improperly. Imagine you're standing in front of the king. And every day you come to the king, and you do everything you're supposed to do, all the protocol, and you bow down, etc., etc. Then you walk to the king, and you walk to the king, and say, you spit in his face. So listen, you know, you go with the aggregate. The last 1,000 times, I've been really nice, so let's really, you know, like, you know, can't punish me. And Rimini Sadin says, that's ridiculous. Right now, you spat in the king's face. Excuse me, you're going to get punished. So Rishon creates a concept called Notz Chesed. Rishon keeps the Cheshbon in calculation, and he pulls out the Chesed that a human being did to pull it out for payment later on in the future. So now we have a situation where Betzim, I really blew it. Rishon says, no, Notz Chesed. We Cheshbon in the Chesed also. That's for you. Right? So even in your own lifetime, you need to be a meat of Notz Chesed. The Bereshit has to pull out that meat of Notz Chesed. Okay, now, Bereshit says, okay, not only that, I'm going to do it for your kids. So that's a whole new madrega of Chesed, because Bishtam, you understand, you're a nice guy. You had a lot of good things. So we balance out. We can argue there's some element of a valid din in that. You know, we can argue based on our mathematical calculations of median and mean and average, and you know, you deserve something good. Okay, so some element of din still left in that one. But you know, your alta zeta was really nice to me, and therefore I'm going to be different. You, even though you're a low life, horrible person, I'm going to be nice to you because your alta zeta was nice to me. I mean, what's that? What's the midas din over there? That's mechalal, a whole new madrig of chesed, and the one hog of chesed, that's called chesed lalafim. So that's how the Tosfos understands, according to Ben Onisim, the how you divide up the two. Okay, comes the Haggah. Vachis v'sikda. V'tar metzion asavani Hashem Hashem shechani. So the chara is shemidus Azavunin. But Tzemetzion Azavani Hashem Vashem Shechoni. So the Siddur Darshan that Tzemetzion Azavani Hashem Vashem. That both of those anhagas of Hashem, the two anhagas of Hashem, the Bershon forgot for me. So you see, Lecharob, that there's the Pesikta is saying that there's two different anhagas of Hashem Hashem, which is support the Benot Tam. But I don't get it. How can you? If it's betzim, it's the same shame, the same anhaga. The brashim's anhaga of avay is the anhaga of rachamim, and that's it. So what's the two midas? Kachnir shame mida achas. It's all one mida. Achas mian shame atayer. Shekach maskirin oisoy alad nusoy. Fishu adayin alkol. So. The Brashim is referred to as we refer to him as with the Lashon of Adnus. We pronounce it, it's written Havaya, but we pronounce it Adnus. So Brashim is called the Lashon of Adon because he is Adon in the world. Kemoi Melech al Shem Alchusay. So that Hashem, who is called the Adon of the world, has a mid of Rachamim called Hashem. And therefore, he has to be knowing, you know, if part of dealing with the world, you know, you have to expect that, you know, you have to deal with the issues as they come up, and hug of Rachim. So again, so the Hagor raises the same question that the morale raises: how do you count it as two if it's Betzim one? So the morale is like this. To answer that question, you know, it's the Mimazmer, the Shitas, which where Ragel Rashi learns that Hashem Hashem is two different anhagas. The Rebbeinu Tam learns like that, right? So what's the pshat? So Morel says like this. Morel says that the mitzvah of Havaya, the Bershom is mitzvah is the mitzvah of Havaya. So that means that he's the Hoya Hoya V'Yiya Mahavako. So Hayavivir means that the Bershom existence is eternal. Intrinsic of that, it means that the Bershom doesn't change. And Yeshem Loshin Yisi, right? Bershom, I don't change. But Hayavivir means I am, I was, I am, and I will be. That means there's no change in the Bershom's state of existence. So the Bershom is the source of everything. He's the Mahavakol. That's the first shame of a Kodesh Baruch. Now a person is Chayte. We could have, Chas v'Shalom, understood that the act of being Chayte is Mashana Kodesh Baruch Hu. In some way, that impacts a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the fact that the Bershom says, I'm afterwards, I'm the same Havaya, that itself is a Chiddush. The Chiddush of the second Havaya is that even though there was Chayte, the Bershom remains exactly the same as he was before. But that's a new Chiddush we didn't know in the first Havaya. So even the exact same Havaya, the exact same state of existence, that itself, that Anhaga, that Bershom continues to exist exactly the same, even after Rechoite, is itself something new which we didn't know before. So that's the two Anhagas. That's the morale's mazma. So the first Anhaga, the Bershom created a world. The Bershom created a world. That's the Midas Arachami. What do I mean the Bershom created a world? What the Bershom created a world for? Right? The Bershom created a world because he wants to be mate with the Bruyim. The whole purpose of the Obri is to give Hatava. So that itself is the greatest Midas Rachamim which exists. The Bershom's whole goal was Chesed. Now the Bershom created the world, the Bershom could be Noyig within the world with a Midah of Alakim, which is a Midah of Din. The Bershom says, no. Even after you're Chayte, I remain the same Avaya. The fact that you're Chayte and you quote unquote blew it doesn't affect me at all. And therefore I can continue to maintain my Anhaga of Rachamim with you as I was before. It's a morale's Mazur Pshat. And you notice in the Gemara, it says the Bershom is noyeg the mitzvah of rachamim, this anhag of rachamim, only in conjunction with the fact the klaysu that person does tshuva. He says that when he will acher sheyecht adam beyas tshuva. So that would be a little bit difficult to understand according to the morale, because the Bershom's anhag remains havaya even before the person does tshuva, and the Bershom is not changed by, not affected by our veris. That would be difficult, a little bit difficult to understand according to the morale. And maybe you could say a pshat, but for our purpose, at least to focus on the in the pshat. The Rosh Hashanah says that he has a mitzvah of rachamim before a person is chayte, and the Rosh Hashanah has a mitzvah of rachamim after he's chayte, only can judge on the fact the person does shuva. Does the Rosh Hashanah then, is he mafil that mitzvah of rachamim called avay? Okay, the Haggah continues and says, Kael, humidus chayzik, the word kael means strong. So they come and they ask from kale for their food. So what is it? What is the, why is the bakasha from the meat of kale? Because kale represents, like Rashi says in Chumash, mikamecha bo'elim Hashem, that the word elim means strong. Like it says, Ele Aretz Lokach, he took the strong people of the land. So the word of kale means strong. So Rashi and Chumash says that kale, if it means strong, that we relate that concept in our minds more towards the concept of din. That's the strength of the Gur Makadosh Baruch Hu. Gur is always connected to the concept of din. So Rashi feels a need to prove to us that the word kale means rachamim. He says, I'll prove it to you means rachamim. Because it says that Esther Amalka, in her capital, she says, Keli, Keli, Loma, Zabtoni. So Keli, Keli, Loma, Zabtoni says, you can't say to Minas Adin, Loma, Zabtoni. That's not a kasha. Minas Adin, there's always a good reason why the Russian Messiah is of you. So it only makes sense that you should ask the question, Keli, Keli, Loma, Zabtoni, to Minas Arachim. It must be that Kel means Minas Arachim. So comes the Gosa Gusa. So what's Pshat Taka? So what is the element of Midas Rachamim in Kael? And the Bershim is able to push through, as it were, and give everybody what they need, everything, take care of everything, even though they don't deserve it. Right? So you imagine the scenario in the Bezen Shomala, and the Malachim are saying, this guy, he deserves it. Bershim says, no, I'm going to do it anyway. So the Bershim has to push through, use his chayzik, his strength, to maintain the Nhaga of Toiv for everybody, whether deserving or not. Rachim hu gam midas rachamim. So it's a midah rachamim, which the chiddush is not a chiddush. Rachim is a midah rachamim. That's pretty obvious. But we look at midas Hashem. But then if it's midas rachamim, that's included in the Shem Avaya. Ki rachamim chalukim. Ki minan hocha karam shuva bachar shuva. So you see the different madregas of rachamim. So there's a third madrega of rachamim called rachum. He doesn't say anymore what exactly that madrega is. V'chanun. So what's the difference in rachamim v'chanun? Midas rachamim he shlo be'esor. Midas rachamim is not when you're in the situation already. So the Russian, as it were, protects us that we shouldn't be in that situation. The Gaon says that's the midah of Melech Hazer Mashiach Magen. Magen, the Russian protects. He's a shield. He protects us from being in the situation. That's the midah of Magen, or of rachum. Then, Avachanon who shechaynin be'ez hatchak ligol hatzoyek k'rixiv chanoin yachnecha l'kol zakecha. The Rishon is mechaynin you when you call out. Mirazu kaviyachol shebal koyach yesh lochun al hatzoyek. The Rishon, when somebody calls out, the kratan hoga is to respond positively. Even though it's not kedin. That's called a balkayach. So what's it called, balkayach? I saw a mashal, like it's a medrash. David Melch says to, as it were, he's saying, he doesn't actually say, he's saying directly to him, he's saying to Doiga Doimi was Malshin and David to Shaul, Malshin on Navir Kahanim, because that Navir Kahanim was killed. So the matter says that David says to Doeg, I don't think he says directly to him, but like he says as he was speaking to Doeg. He says, is that Gevura that you see a person on the edge of the cliff and you push him off? Gevura is to catch him that he shouldn't fall. The natural state of being is that it's very easily going to fall. Pushing him off doesn't show any strength. Gevura is the ability to catch him and hold him back. That's the matter says. So telling Shaul that he's upset at me, pouring oil on the fire, that's not Gevura. You claim that you're a Gibber. What's the Gibber? The Gibber would be to convince Shaul that not to be upset at me. That's what you should have done. That's the matter. So you see, the Kayach of Gevura is the Kayach to save. We use the Kayach of Gevura, and tell me about Rosh Hashanah Hag of Gevura, but the Kuda of Gibber is the warrior, the purpose of the warrior is in our thought process is not to, it's to use that strength to help. Sometimes helping is means he has to attack, but the kuda of Gevura is the kayak of the Russian being able to help. So he says he sees that in the Midah of Chanon, and he brings a whole long drasha to be mazbe with that. Go down to the first white line. And they have to run. Erech apayim letzadikim l'rashoyim. At the end of the line, so he says, "B'rashim as in hagav erech apayim letzadikim l'rashoyim." Behem shtei midas, fishahem mishnei inyanei bnei adam. So b'rashim has a midah erech apayim. So Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu comes up to Shemayim, and b'rashim says he sees b'rashim is running. And b'rashim is erech apayim. So Moshe says letzadikim. He says, no, the Rishoyim. He says, Rishoyim, they should be your Vedu. Rashi says, Kamiyecha, you're going to need this at some point in your time. Comes by the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu that you're Rav Ches, that you're Rav Ches. So the Rashi has a haga of being Marachav. Moshe says, Tzadikim? Moshe says, the Rishoyim. He says, well, you told me the Tzadikim before. He said, well, you told me the Rishoyim. That's the Medrash, you know. We're not going to involve no Pshatim in the Medrash, but the point that he's taking out from that Medrash is that there is an Haga. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to grasp in his mind an Haga of being Marach Av to a Tzadik. Even a Tzadik does something wrong. Instead of Moshe Yastob Loyechto, but a tzaddik deserves that Rosh Hashim Marachav. What's Marachav? Rosh Hashim waits. Maybe he'll do tshuva, Rashi says. The Hanhaga Marachav is Rosh Hashim waits to see if you'll do tshuva. Okay, so from that vantage point, you might do tshuva. The logic indicates with such people, there's a good chance he'll do tshuva. The Rosh Hashim is Marachav. To a Rosh with a hechateis that there's a ham, he's going to do tshuva, so why should Rosh Hashim be Marachav? So Rosh Hashim has a new Hanhaga called Marachav even for the Rishoy. So it's two different hagas. There's an haga of the Marachav for the Tzaddikim, and that's some level being deserved. So the purpose of being Marachav is not to punish immediately, because the punishment would be destruction. That's what we deserve. And then you can't do tshuva anymore. So Barashim is Marachav, but the whole purpose of being Marachav is, well, Barashim doesn't punish me. That's not the point. The Barashim will punish you. What do you gain if the Barashim punishes you tomorrow, 10 years from now? What's the gain? What's the Hagat Tovah? The Hagat Tovah is you have 10 years to do tshuva. If at the end of the day, you have 10 years to correct yourself, to address the problem. If the Midas HaDin says, listen, the guy was Chayte, lightning bolts, end of guy, vaporize him, and then, which is what you deserve. So Rashi says, okay, I'll send you the lightning bolt in 3 days from now. So it's like, okay, so I have what to look forward to. Meanwhile, I can say goodbye to my wife. Okay, but is that really an Haggadah type? What's the Nakuda of the Haggadah type? The Nakuda is the opportunity to do tshuva. One last point. It says the Rosh Hashanah is an Haggadah called Ch'emes. It's one of the Yugim and Sharachamim. So according to the Goyen, it's beautiful. The Rosh Hashanah's emes is that what you deserve is called emes. But you don't deserve anything. Of an emes, you don't deserve anything. Because you're a balkoi. So I lent you $1 million and you pay me back $10. I say, I'm a big tzaddik. I paid you $10. Excuse me? And I would like to get a medal of honor for the fact that I paid you $10. So the Bershom, he gives us everything, and we do one Maisatoyev. The Bershom says, oh, you did Maisatoyev, you get Tzchar. And the Bershom, that's a Midah Din, you deserve it, it's Emes, that's a Midah Harachamim. Even the Midah of Emes is a Midah Harachamim, because we don't deserve anything, that's what the Gaon is saying. So even the Hog of Emes, that the Bershom is knowing to pay a person according to what he's done, Batsim really is rooted in the counsel of the Rav.